This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers sorting that mail for delivery today, and to our Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers hauling the people, keeping America rolling, we thank you very much. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for more information. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
It is time to say that the president on Wednesday is headed to El Paso. Now, he was going to come to the Villages on Wednesday, but it's much more important, I think, for him to go to Texas, and then also he's going to go to Dayton the same day, I think.
I don't know what the schedule is, although I do know he's supposed to be out in El Paso on Wednesday. I don't know when he goes to Dayton. It is certainly important for him to be there, but it's going to be very contentious when he gets to El Paso. So yep. I'm sure he's prepared for that, especially the security team, with any kind of protests and whatnot.
Yeah, we heard the Democratic mayor say it's an official visit to the city of El Paso from the president of the United States in Washington, D.C., trying to sidestep a bunch of criticism from his Democratic colleagues on the city council there. But to that I say, too bad, so sad, get over it.
Okay.
I mean, it's just me. All right, now, we talked a lot yesterday about the Internet and the Cloudflare website IP that was the server providing the website service for this 8chan and this other outfit there. And you have some new information about that, so would you share it with us, please?
Yeah, well, Cloudflare fired 8chan as a customer. And then 8chan went to another provider, and they were there about 2 or 3 hours, and they got fired as well. So the founder of 8chan is trying to find some place to go that will be hosted if he doesn't host himself. Having said that, I'm not sure I would have fired them as a customer, because if you got somebody that is kind of sideways in the world, like this shooter was in El Paso, and has published a manifesto. They put stuff out on, the web to validate their thinking on whatever it may be, not necessarily, some kind of a shooting or, talking about weapons or, I mean, it could be any kind of topic. They could be talking about cryptocurrency or, North Korea. We don't know. But anyway, if it's not there, then we can't find it. But as a consequence to Trump's speech yesterday from the White House on having the tools for the officials like the FBI to find these things, The FBI came out with an RFP, request for proposal. I've got the number attached to it. It's a very long one. And it says, Public Source Program Office, Social Media Alerting. It's a 27-page document. And it's saying, for the purpose of procurement, to acquire the services of a company to proactively identify and reactively monitor threats to the United States in its interest in the means of online sources.
Okay.
So the FBI wants to have some of those tools. And I said that yesterday, I think on your show, when I said, well, you know, Google does these kinds of things. Facebook obviously does them.
Right.
So the FBI should have that ability. So they're putting out an RFP, which I guess is an okay thing to do. If I were me, I'd be dropping on into the National Security Agency and having them write a piece of code.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they put out a 27-page RFP to not only do it for 8chan or anything else, but it would also include Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and any other social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know if it's got some kind of value attached to it yet. I haven't read the whole 27-page document, but that came out real fast yesterday afternoon, so that's significant.
Well, again, CloudFire is not the problem. They are just merely a service provider, correct?
They're a host, yes.
Yeah, and they'll provide service. Like if I wanted my website, I could have it over there. If you wanted yours, you could be over there. Just explaining that, just the basic stuff to the people. But I get the other thing here. And they may, this 8chan may very well wind up with their own server, correct?
They very well could. Not all things on 8chan are illegal or nefarious.
No.
It's just a channel. Let's not forget, remember Anonymous, you know, the hacking group?
I do.
That used to hang out on 4chan?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, well, I don't know where 4chan is these days. I may still be out there and pay too much attention, but 8chan is either an additional channel or a replacement channel.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold that thought. Folks, will be right back, and I got a note here from George. I'm going to take a look at it during the break and see what we got here. But I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
you can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and this portion of the program brought to you by a very important company right now for you to be checking on with all, everything that's going on. Because what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of a self-defense shooting. If you had been in that Walmart the other day, and you had been armed in a gun-free zone and used your weapon to take that shooter out, what would have happened to you in a gun-free zone? And for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys. Now, they know the legal system doesn't always get it right, and the last person standing is the first person they're going to be looking at, regardless of whether or not you use a gun, a knife, a club, your fist, a ball bat, a piece of pipe, whatever. So defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So please go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the USCCA logo that's right there, and oh, you will see right off the bat a free gun a day giveaway. It changes every day at midnight, a different gun every day. Sign up, register for that, and then take a look at the three different levels of membership for the USCCA. In each case, you get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from the USCCA and the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine that also has savings in it as well. So, that's the Captain's America, ThirdWatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Hello.
Now, George, our buddy over there in Largo, from Bikers for Trump, was talking about Democrats and the ACLU were responsible for shutting down some of the mental health facilities that were closed, and this has led to some of what's going on here. And also, the promise down there in Parkland in Broward County that something was going to be done about that. And again, you and I talked before the top of the hour in our little short session we have before the next hour. We talked about the fact that there's some very strange and odd similarities between Parkland and this shooting here.
Yeah,
these shootings, rather.
Well, I published a piece yesterday titled Defamation Law Against versus Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And inside that article, there is a citation from the L.A. Times, because the L.A. Times published a very interesting, and in fact, I heard it mentioned, ended up mentioning it last night on Shannon Bream's show, where there was a study done on all mass shooters, meaning anybody that, any shooter that killed four or more since 1966.
Yeah.
And they broke it down into four categories mm-hmm. on the commonalities or the traits of these shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Really quite interesting. And so I think you can certainly apply those four characteristics to these shooters. It's beyond denial that you're going to find that at least three of the four, if not four of the four, can be applied to El Paso shooter and the Dayton shooter.
Yeah, now I want to mention something about that list, because I heard several commentators say, well, there's been 255 mass killings, mass shootings since the first of the year. You have to understand that a mass shooting is four people or more, correct?
I don't know what that, I don't know how they define that.
Well, that's what I saw when I looked at the index. But, but when we're talking about things like what happened in El Paso, like what happened in Dayton, where we'll use the number as nine as the minimum, that 255 very rapidly drops down to about a dozen in terms of numbers.
Right.
Yeah. So right. They got to stop over-inflating this and making it sound like this is going on every day, everywhere. All these people are being killed, because it's just not true.
Well, I mean, you know, it's kind of like the Mueller investigation. It cost us $50 million, and of course that number was completely inflated, too. It's twice the number it really was. So
yeah.
The exaggeration and taking things out of context by media is ridiculous.
Okay, let's talk about Donald Trump and what he's doing with Venezuela, because Venezuela, hello, come in, Mr. Maduro. Venezuela's been hit with a full economic embargo, and they're talking about a blockade. No oil out, nothing in.
We're taking Venezuela and putting them to almost a level of sanctions, well, or perhaps at the level of sanctions that we have on Cuba or had on Cuba or on North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
So they really did up the game, and it is essentially almost a total sanction that nobody in the United States, corporate or otherwise, can do any kind of business without a specific waiver with Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
That means that wherever we know that they have money or assets stashed or parked in any kind of financial institution, we can freeze it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Didn't we just do that with the Iranian foreign minister, too?
Well, we sanctioned. He doesn't have any. I mean, that was really kind of a gesture. We didn't want to leave him out.
Mm-hmm.
We did do him exclusively, one on the Zarif. But he doesn't have any kind of mm-hmm. assets here in the United States.
Okay.
So that was really just a gesture.
We have a caller, and it may be our favorite caller. Let's see here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Backgammon Bob.
Uh-huh.
Or Blondie. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Socialist going wild.
Turn that thing down a little bit. You're getting feedback.
Socialist going wild.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's what I call the...
Okay.
Thing up in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
This guy was clearly hell bent on socialism and stuff, and he was a big Elizabeth Warren follower, and this all can lead to the same type of thing that Antifa, just like back in the Russian Revolution when they had the socialists going in.
Mm-hmm.
Very violent, very revolutionary, and trailing that way.
Yeah.
And we better kill them in the spring before they bite you in the fall.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think these shooters have anything in common with Antifa?
They're the same mindset to some degree.
Okay.
It's to some degree. They're willing to do anything to follow what they perceive to be their being wronged by society. You know, that society needs to be on this logical.
Yeah, well, this guy, come to find out, was a musician, amongst other things. He was in a band, and I can't even tell you what the band was all about and the different activities that went on around the band, because I can't put it on the radio, but it was really, really sick, really sick. All right, I got to let you go, Bob.
All right.
Thank you. All right, well, Denise, what do you think?
Well, the Dayton shooter was he was in solidarity with Antifa, not so much with the El Paso shooter, but the Dayton shooter, yes.
Right.
He was a full-blown Marxist socialist, as his parents were socialists, and pretty limitless socialists, but I don't think they went so far as full-blown Marxism. And apparently the reason that he killed his sister is because she was quite popular, or certainly more popular than he was in school, and he resented all of that. So he didn't mind killing his sister.
And the friend that she was with. All right, before we run out of time, I want to talk about the Treasury Department, which has now labeled China a currency manipulator. I was looking, and I'm going to look one more time here. All right, now it's come up a little bit. We had picked up, as of about an hour and a half, 2 hours ago, we had picked up half of what we lost yesterday in the stock market. And then we dropped off half of that. Now we're back up to about two-thirds of the half that we picked up, so we're getting closer.
Well, what this is going to do, because China has come out and said, the reason we applied the currency manipulation label to them is because China said they are not going to buy any more agricultural products from the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to truly hurt the red states, the farming industry. So it's going to affect the 2020 elections.
Which is what they wanted.
That's what they wanted.
Yep, because that's what we've been hearing, because they don't like the way Donald Trump has come out and hammered them with a bunch of sanctions and all that stuff. They're not used to that.
No, and so we're going to, in order to save the farmers, we're going to have to do another bailout. We've already done one for them, and we're going to have to do another one.
Okay, well, here comes the music. We'll let you go, and I can't wait to talk tonight.
All right, thanks.
Have a great day. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great articles that she writes. I'll be right back. Our next Military and Veterans News segment coming right up. Don't go nowhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Two more people passing away as a result of their injuries suffered in the mass shooting at the Walmart in El Paso. President Trump offering his condolences during an address to the nation as he speaks about the two mass shootings over the weekend, the one in Texas, the other in Dayton, Ohio.
I'm also directing the Department of Justice to propose legislation ensuring that those who commit hate crimes and mass murders face the death penalty, and that this capital punishment be delivered quickly, decisively, and without years of needless delay.
Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway, a guest on The Story with Martha McCallum on Fox News.
The President laid out some concrete proposals. Many of them require bipartisan support by the Congress on Capitol Hill.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now, I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you, I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son. And he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast. It's like amazing. My family is so surprised because my wound like closing up and doing so good. So that is working now that I'm starting taking my those fruits and vegetables.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
And now, it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for Veterans News and Military News on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Outside Boston, and the other one right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay area. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. More of them have chosen to go the technical school route to learn a trade. That, in most cases, will start them out at an apprentice level in perhaps a union job as maybe a plumber, a carpenter, a welder, or whatever, even a mechanic. But you'll start out at a much lower rate than what you could get if you became, say, a certified aviation maintenance tech. Because National Aviation Academy can fill the void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of at least $50,000 per year or more. Now, check them out to find out more at naa.edu. That's aa.edu. They have two campuses where you can go, one in Concord, Massachusetts, outside Boston, the other in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. Or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080. Tell them you want to take the tour. The number again, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. And by the way, always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll get you the white gloves treatment that you so honorably deserve. Now, we're going to start out with a story from the Army. And when I first saw this, I went, you got to be kidding me. But I'm not. This is a true story from the Army Times. Dozens of individuals have sued a company in Arizona for selling corpses to the Army for blast testing. I'll explain. A civil court case is headed to trial this fall against an Arizona-based company that illegally sold corpses to the Army for experiments with explosive devices to see what the results would be on the human body. Wow. Wow and wow. It goes without description, for sure. Now, the venerable, battle-tested UH-60 Black Hawk helicopter is getting another in a series of technology upgrades that the Army hopes will help it keep it protected in coming years of potential near-peer fights. That's a good thing. It's going to help them counter incoming missiles. By the way, the Army has put money down on a prototype system that aims to put 50-kilowatt lasers on a platoon of four Stryker vehicles in the next 3 years. We'll see how that works out. And the Army has suspended its plans to shut down its watercraft units. You know, the Army has the largest Navy in the world. And sell many of the service's ships until a congressionally mandated study is complete. This was confirmed by the Pentagon and Army officials. Also, Navy Rear Admiral Stephen Williamson was relieved of duty as the Director of Industrial Operations at Naval Sea Systems Command following an investigation into what officials said was an inappropriate relationship. Too bad for the Admiral. Also, hours after Chief of Naval Operations Admiral John Richardson ordered authorities to dismiss all charges against SEAL Lieutenant Jacob X. Jake Portier, prosecutors told the military judge hearing the case that they couldn't actually dismiss it. We'll see. By the way, the LCS Billings, the latest littoral ship, has reported to the fleet. The U.S. Navy commissioned a warship named after Montana's largest city. It's now officially part of the Navy. And the Navy has released its list of the 4,744 first-class petty officers chosen to enter the Chief's Mess, an annual rite that kicks off the six-week initiation season. Not to be left out, the Air Force, three off-duty airmen from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, sustained minor injuries Sunday morning while evacuating from the scene of the mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio. Didn't hear about that until this morning. First time I've heard about that. And the Air Force is reporting through the Air Force Times that just six of the Air Force's fleet of 62 B-1 bombers are now fully mission capable. This comes from General John Hyten. Also, in late 2017, then-Commandant General Robert Neller of the United States Marine Corps confirmed that the Marine Corps would be phasing out one of its infantry military occupational specialties known as an MOS. Did he do it? Don't know. Is the Infantry Assault Marine MOS no more? Don't know, but I'll find out. By the way, the driver who hit the Marine Jarheads Bikers Group was under the influence of drugs, according to a federal inspection report. The driver involved in that crash that killed seven motorcyclists in New Hampshire was under the influence of drugs and reached for a beverage just before the collision. Sorry to hear that. Very, very, very pathetic stuff, if you will. All right, let's go to the telephone lines here. Is that you again, Ian?
Yeah, I got a rhetorical question I want to ask you in the audience, okay?
Go ahead.
Now, the Democrats, the progressives, the leftists, whatever they call themselves.
Socialists.
Hide behind their 20 names the way they do.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We only got 10 to 12 years left to live because the Earth's going to end because of global warming.
Correct.
Climate change, right?
Correct.
You know, why are we even... What are you even doing here at the radio station, Captain? Why ain't you out fishing? I mean, you know, why am I going to work every day? What are we worrying about North Korea and the border and all this other stuff? Why are we even worried about elections? I mean, if the world's going to end, why ain't we all out here having a party doing whatever we want to do? Right?
Well, you go ahead to party. I'll stick to business as usual.
Yeah, I mean, what is the sense of all this? Yeah, I'm asking this rhetorically. What is the sense of all this if the world's going to end in 10 to 12 years? I mean, why isn't everybody else doing whatever they wanted to do that gets their rocks off? You know what I'm saying? Whatever floats your boat, right?
How long ago was Bill Clinton president? 30 years?
No, he was president from January of 93 till January of 2001.
All right, so 2001, so that's 17, 18 years. Okay.
18 years, yeah.
I remember the world was going to come to an end back then, too.
Yeah, but you don't understand.
I do understand.
They're right, and they're right, and we're wrong.
So oh,
why
no.
Why am I even bothering getting out of bed to go pick people up? I mean, this is what I'm saying.
because you need the money, you run a business, you're a responsible businessman.
Money's money. Why should I even be paying taxes or everything? It's all going to end, and we're going to bring it down, baby. Why should we even be paying our bills?
I know you're having fun and throw that out there, but believe me when I tell you, it's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah.
You know it, and I know it.
Well, I'm going to tell you something right now. Now I'm serious. Don't think that a lot of these wackos, it isn't in the back of their head, because they got these wackos believing this nonsense.
I know they do.
But in their mind... In their mind, I'm not saying what they did is right, but I'm saying in their mind, they can rationalize anything. Because guess what, people? The world's going to end in 10 years. I got nothing to live for. So I might as well go out and settle some scores. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Thanks.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate that. By the way, coming up in the next hour, at the bottom of the hour, we're going to have a new segment. And that new segment is going to be with Kathy Chamberlain, the author of Rules for Deplorables. Every week we're going to take 1 through 13 over a 13-week period. We're going to take the Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, start with Rule 1, and go all the way to Rule 13 and explain to you what it is the progressive left liberal socialists are doing to us and how they're doing it so that you understand what's at stake here. And they're doing it right in plain sight in front of us. So you're going to want to hear that. That's coming up in 45 minutes. Meantime, coming back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway Report, unless I hear from Chris Markowski, because he was supposed to call us yesterday from Greece and didn't. So we'll see what happens. I'll be right back. Either way, don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers.
You're not a live underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
A 100 cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes. 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud, dust, and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, trucker's hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All right, the Highway Junkie song brings you into this hour in our Truckers... Whoop, Truckers Highway and Byway Report. That was rather quick, wasn't it? But anyway, we're broadcasting here all across the country, and our truckers are out there chiming in. By the way, hello to Charlie and the FedEx crew. They're down there right now in Lake Park making their turnaround, dropping their doubles and hooking up to another set, taking them up to Hotlanta. So, Charlie, you and the guys, be careful there. And we heard from Trucker Markart in Norfolk, Nebraska. Steve, the steel hauler, was in Columbia, South Carolina, coming south, going to Miami with a load of steel. Let me see here. We've got, good morning to you, Flip. I see you're out and about. How you doing there, my man? And hello to Wally, and hello to Trucker Eric. Now, Eric is on his way back to Phoenix from Los Angeles. He's coming out of the port with a container. He went over with a load from Phoenix to L.A., and he's coming out of the port over there back to Phoenix with a container. And hello to Jeff. I hope you're doing there. You're doing fine today there, Jeff, in Sarasota. We'll see you for lunch today at Mission Barbecue. By the way, today is the day that we go to Mission Barbecue. We're there from noon to 1:30 on Waters Avenue. All righty. Well, here we go. Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J near you. A cold front stretching from the central U.S. to the northeast states will contribute to the possibility of severe thunderstorms today and tomorrow in the central and northern plains, Midwest and Ohio Valley, and the Great Lakes region. Now, this could cause large hail, damaging winds, isolated flash floodings, and a possible tornado or two are the main threats. Now, this is stuff that you got to pay attention to, because starting in Wisconsin right now, the western part of Wisconsin, we have some unsettled weather conditions. It looks like we could have something going on. There is some light rain, nothing to speak of yet, but that rain goes all the way down into the central part of Illinois on and off, and it is moving to the east. Now, the western part of Michigan right now could be getting some rain shortly, as there's some stuff out there, Lake Michigan headed your direction, looks like. And we've also got some rain coming behind it out of South Dakota. Light showers there right now, South Dakota from north to south on the eastern side of the state. So that could be in Minnesota in the next couple of hours or so. If so, it would be in the central part and southern part of Minnesota, scattered showers. Now, all that being said, we do have some poor air quality conditions today. If you can believe this one, Green Bay, Wisconsin, in a straight line west towards Minnesota, you've got some really poor weather air quality conditions there today. And in the northwestern part of South Carolina, to include west of Columbia, up 77 towards Charlotte, you've got some bad air quality conditions there. The Dallas Metroplex, you listeners there in Fort Worth, you've got some bad air to suck down today, so you might want to take a little easy. Over in Arizona, from Tucson to Phoenix, our listeners over there listening to us out of Phoenix, you've got some bad weather over there in terms of the air quality. Now, Nevada tonight, we have unsettled weather conditions for what could be a round of rain coming from the west to the east, south of Reno, going over towards the eastern part of Nevada, possibly into Utah. We'll see, but the conditions are ripe for some rain to be developing there. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Washington State, the eastern part of Washington State, to include Yakima, Wenatchee, Spokane, Coeur d'Alene in Idaho, and Moss Lake. It's probably going to be, for the next 3 days, the hottest weather you've had all year so far. There will be high temperatures, and in Washington State, this is hot. There will be high temperatures that will approach 100 degrees, actual temperatures, in some of these areas. The heat index will be a lot warmer than that, of course. So, for the next 3 days, you've got weather in Washington State, which is going to just be miserable for a lot of people that aren't used to that weather. This is going to be the warmest weather you've had all season long so far. And in the Seattle area, right now. It looks like as if you've got air quality alert there as well. So that's what we got. That's what it's looking like. So keep in mind that it's going to be one of those days when it comes to the weather. Now, I want to mention that the president tomorrow is headed to El Paso. He's going to visit El Paso. He's going to visit the mass shooting site at the Walmart. The Democrats have warned him to stay away. They're playing politics there, the local politicians. Obviously, he's the president of the United States. He can go anywhere he wants. He's going to do it respectfully, I'm sure. So anybody that's telling him to stay away. And by the way, the mayor of El Paso said it's an official White House visit. So there's not a whole heck of a lot they can do about it. Now, Kellyanne Conway said that the president is ready to act. He obviously gave a speech yesterday. There was a lot of different things that were going on. We're starting to hear about the heroes in the El Paso shooting. For example, an El Paso veteran died while he was shielding his wife and granddaughter from gunfire. He was killed. They weren't. And the El Paso shooting victims now have been identified, including seven Mexican nationals. Obviously, it was a hate crime. He went there because of he felt that illegal immigration was a problem, part of it. And one lawmaker blames the mass shootings on, get this, drag queen advocates, marijuana, and open borders. That was a woman, I believe she was in Ohio, that said that yesterday, one of the representatives in Ohio. And everybody just kind of looked around and said, she said what? By the way, Joe Biden has said that video games may play a role in the gun violence. There are some pretty violent video games that are out there that you can certainly play. So, yeah, that's true. And, okay, let's see here. Chris Markowski's chiming in. And, okay, I got you there, Kathy. Thank you very much. But the other thing is we have, gosh, we've been so busy thinking about everything that's going on here. By the way, President Obama's called for stricter gun control in the wake of mass shootings. There's a Twitter feed suspected of being the Dayton, Ohio shooter that points to possible leftist leanings. I heard about that. I haven't seen it, but I heard about that. And the other thing is the New York Post front page editorial sends a message to President Trump today. All right. And I will, let's see. Okay, I got to get a little something going here. I got people contacting me here. Chris Markowski did try to call me, and that's what he's just telling me. So there you go. Okay, and good morning, Flip. How are you? Nice to hear from you. Now, we're going to be coming back at right after the news here with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we'll be talking to you about, again, Ron's got some opinions about this. And Flip, I appreciate your sense of humor there. And, yeah, that is kind of funny. Okay, and we will be back right after the top of the hour news with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. So don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along till 6 a.m. Kathy Chamberlain coming up bottom of the next hour.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you
you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.